Ariel's Triumph by Booth Tarkington. 1. Ariel had worked all the afternoon over her mother's wedding gown, and 2 hours were required by her toilet for the dance. She curled her hair frizzily, burning it here and there with a slate pencil heated over a lamp chimney, and she placed above one ear 3 or 4 large artificial roses, taken from an old hat of her mother's, which she had found in a trunk in the storeroom. Possessing no slippers, she carefully blacked and polished her shoes, which had been clumsily resoled, and fastened into the strings of each small rosettes of red ribbon, after which she practiced swinging the train of her skirt until she was proud of her manipulation of it. She had no powder, but found in her grandfather's room a lump of magnesia, which he was in the habit of taking for heartburn, and passed it over and over her brown face and hands. Then a lingering gaze into her small mirror gave her joy at last. She yearned so hard to see herself charming that she did see herself so. Admiration came, and she told herself that she was more attractive to look at than she had ever been in her life, and that perhaps at last she might begin to be sought for like other girls. The little glass showed a sort of prettiness in her